Amen, amen, amen. Whew, alrighty. Let's also be praying in agreement that the Lord can lead me to the new music for September and October. That they be just as powerful songs as the ones that I was led to for July and August. Because we have only one more week of these songs, and then we'll be on to new music. Today is Sunday, August 23rd. Our message today is titled Slow to Speak. Excuse me. And I really hope that this message helps some people today. But let me start by saying sometimes the best thing to do is to be silent and watch how things play out. Watch how things play out. It saves you from unnecessary arguments. Sometimes the best thing to do is to be silent and watch how things play out. It saves you from unnecessary arguments. The word tells us in James 1:19, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. If there's one thing that I have found and that I have learned through my years of much difficulty, is that everything that I think does not always have to be said. My opinion doesn't always have to be given. My advice is not always sought or needs to be spoken. Difficult lessons, very difficult lessons. But many people, many of you that are listening today know all too well that it takes a heart to give. Leave it. It takes a heart to give and a heart to receive. Now add to that, that we also need to be aware that God has to give the opportunity. You may have something on your heart that you want to say. So therefore, then you would have the heart to give. But realizing that it takes a heart to receive, you have to stop and think, okay, what I have to say, is it going to be received by the person that I wish to say it to? And is it God that's giving this opportunity, or is it myself that just wants to be able to say this? Is it my ego and my pride that are pushing me to speak? We have to add, and we have to stop and think that it's God that has to give the opportunity. So with that in mind, not understand that not everyone is going to receive the words that you have to give. Not everyone is going to be receptive to your advice, to your opinion. As a matter of fact, many people, especially those within your immediate family or within that family that you're around mostly, they really don't want to hear what you have to say. They know your walk. They know where you're at with your relationship with the Lord. They don't want to hear what you have to say because they're not in that same spot. Or they just may want to be mad right now. They just may want to be selfish and self-seeking right now. They may want to be self-centered right now. They may not even be recognizing that that's what they're doing. But they certainly don't want to hear what you have to say. And actually being the one to always have something to say, to always give an opinion, to always have an example to share, a word of warning to express, or even a lecture to speak, turns deaf ears as soon as we open our mouths. Turns ears deaf. Completely keeps people from hearing anything that we may have to say. A lot of times, those in those situations, what we have to say is met with rolling eyes and a here we go again attitude. Where people completely turn off their ears, close their hearts. and just not be willing to listen to what you say. Amen. Brother Aaron says, and boy, have I been blessed with improvement in that section of my life. He is one that I completely and had to over and over say. You don't always have to be the one to say what you're thinking. He is a perfect example. Because what happens is, it just makes us look bad. To always be the one to give that correction. We have to allow people to make their own mistakes. We may know that what they're going to do is wrong. But by me always telling somebody that what they're doing is wrong makes me look bad. I have to let them go. So I don't always have to say everything that I want to say. Sometimes if I just am silent and watch and see how things play out, I can avoid so much unnecessary arguments, unnecessary attitudes. It's a hard lesson to learn. But the importance of knowing what to say and when to say it is often something that is learned after many, many years of overspeaking. After many years of being faced with that rolling their eyes, here we go again, I don't really want to hear it type of attitude. Once we see that and God opens our eyes to say, so that we can recognize, as soon as I open my mouth, this is the reaction I have on other people. So you know what? I'm just going to stop talking. It takes a while for us to get to that point. Because what happens is in our pride and in our ego, the fact that we know what someone else is doing is wrong and always wanting to be the one to point that out, we want to make sure that we speak everything that we feel. I know what's right. I know what you're doing is wrong, and I'm going to tell you so. After so many times, people just don't want to hear it. And you do no good. Proverbs tells us in 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. So what we must think about and ask ourselves is, how important is it to share what I have to say? How important is it right now to say what I want to say? Will it be received, or will it just cause more problems? In many cases, the only way for someone to learn is to make their own decisions and deal with the consequences of those decisions. We may think to ourselves, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Or, you're going to be sorry. Bad decision. Whatever the case may be, in these instances, opinions are best kept to ourselves. It's amazing to watch God work. It is so amazing when we can reach that point in our life where we can sit back and say, okay, what I have to say is going to be of no benefit to anybody but myself. It's going to make me feel good to say, I told you so. But it's not really going to glorify God, and it's certainly not going to help the person that I want to say it to. When we can reach that point where before we open our mouth, we can say, no, I don't need to say this, and just sit back and watch. Surrender that situation to God. Watch how He works. To know that it's not necessary for me to tell everyone what to do or what not to do. To realize that someone has made a bad decision and that's not going to have a good outcome, but I don't have to be the one to always point that out. Having the ability to say, I told you so, only glorifies who? Us. But in the long run, it can cause more problems than good. Trust me, this was a hard thing for me in my life to realize and to apply. I'm the oldest child. So I'm used to telling people what to do. I had 3 younger sisters. I was used to bossing them around. That's how my personality is. I'm a leader. I give instruction. But one of the characteristics of a good leader is being able to sit back and to watch people around you work. realizing that certain things that we may seek to say, certain things that we may have on our heart to say, in the long run can cause more problems than good, and really is nothing more than an ego-feeding proposition. So what we have to ask ourselves is it really worth it? Sometimes the best thing you can do is not think, not wonder, not imagine, not obsess. Just breathe and have faith that everything will work out for the best. When we can understand and remember that we all have free will, the God-given ability to make our own decisions and take our own actions, and that we are only accountable for ourselves, we will live in a happier place. The decision someone else makes, while it may have an impact on my life, it doesn't have a final effect. Just like everyone, we're able to make decisions as well. And that could impact the effect of any decision made. And what I mean by that is someone else may make a decision for you that's going to impact your life, but yet you still have the final decision. You can then make another decision that changes the course of the first decision made for you by someone else. You have the ability to say yes or no. I'll give you a silly example. Someone else makes a decision on what you're going to have for dinner, and one of those items is not good for you. You have the decision whether or not to eat it or not eat it. That's what I mean by this. Though someone else may make a decision for you, you still have the final say, whether to allow that to be applied to your life or to impact your life, I should say, or not. I like what Aaron put up on our chat window here. It was so bad for him to keep his mouth shut that he came to the point where he hates saying, "I told you so." It's difficult to not always warn someone when you know that what they're doing is not going to have a good outcome. But people don't always want to hear, "I told you so." They don't always want to hear what you have to say. They don't always want to be told what to do and what not to do. They don't listen. So the decision that we make today will have an impact on our own individual lives for all of eternity. So the best decision we can make is to place our trust in God, to put our faith to work, and to surrender all things to Him. All things. Having the full confidence that He will make things right. I encourage you, many people I know today say the Serenity Prayer. I encourage you to learn the second half of the prayer, in which, in one line of that, says, "Taking as He did this sinful world, as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will." And that's really what it's about. That I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. So much application to our lives in just those little paragraphs, those little sentences. We have to trust in Him and know that He will make it right. There's also another chapter of Scripture that gives us good insight to this dilemma. And this would be Ecclesiastes 3. And I'm going to zip through this a little bit, but there's a lot of good word in this chapter. The chapter itself is called "A Time for Everything." And it begins in verse 1. "There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance." Verse 5 says, "A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away." Verse 7 says, "A time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak." a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Kind of sounds like a song, doesn't it? And there was one written. Purpose unto all things under heaven or something is how it goes. I don't think that's Pink Floyd. We've had this discussion before. Verse 9 says, what do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He's also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live. Verse 13 says that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction on all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15, one of Brother Danny's favorites. Whatever has already been and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. In other words, God repeats all things. Verse 16 says, and I saw something else under the sun in a place of judgment. Wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked. For there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. I also said to myself, as for humans, God tests them so that they may see that they are like animals. Surely the fate of human beings is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath. Humans have no advantage over animals. Everything is meaningless. All go to the same place. All come from dust. And to dust all return. Who knows if the human spirit rises upward and the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth. So I saw that there is nothing better for a person than to enjoy their work, because that is their lot. For who can bring them to see what will happen after them? Understand, God will see to all things that needs to be addressed. While we may feel it is easier to just help people along the way, we have to remember that we all have our own life to live and are entitled to make our own decisions and our own mistakes. What I learned today is that it's not always up to us to fix everything. Proverbs 17:27 says, he who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. To speak or not to speak, that is the greatest question. When is the right time to keep silent? So let me give you this example. Imagine you're in a group of young people. Someone starts talking about the latest technological advance. A lively discussion soon develops, and almost everybody is speaking up, each trying to get their own opinion heard. But there is one person present who, instead of trying to speak up and voice his own opinion, is holding his peace and quietly listening to what others have to say before speaking a word. Who would you say is the wisest in this group? The ones who were speaking and trying to get everybody to listen to them? Or the one who was quietly holding his peace and listening? Of course, we would say it was the one who was listening quietly and waiting until he had something of value to say. As we just have read, he hath knowledge spareth his words, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. He who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. It's very true. When we hold our peace at the right time, keep silent, people consider us wise. There's another valuable lesson we can gain. Think about your words, the words you wish to speak, and the impact that they may have on those listening to you. Then consider, Consider if what I have to say is negative. How is it going to affect the listener? Will it encourage them? Will it help them in their Christian experience? Or is what you're about to say going to impact them negatively? Too often, we don't think about the words we speak. Now is the time we stop and seriously consider our words. Remember that we're in a great battle between good and evil, between Christ and Satan. Every word we speak is either going to have an influence on one side of the battle or the other. If you're tempted to say something that isn't going to have a good influence, stop and remember that this is a time to keep silent. This is the time to hold your peace. Here, silence is eloquence. Remember Ecclesiastes 3:7, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, which Brother Aaron just messaged and said it was the birds. Turn to everything, to everything. To everything there's a season. That's the song we were talking about. So if you're not sure when to keep silent and when to speak, pray to our all-wise and knowing Father in heaven. Ask him for wisdom to speak the right words at the right time and encourage those that you are speaking to. Remember how beautiful a good word is. As the word tells us in Proverbs 25:11, like apples of gold in settings of silver, is a word spoken in right circumstances. Let's choose to watch our words that we may be counted as wise and may be able to speak uplifting words to our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Understand that being quiet can be a struggle, but it can also be a good virtue to have. The Bible commends those who are able to keep the peace and listen. Be sure you are able to recognize those times and put your faith to work, that you may always do a mighty work for the Lord, honor and glorify him, to realize that it is a mighty work that God is doing in all of us. And we all don't have the answers. We may want to share our experience with those that are having difficulty, but we have to allow God to give us those opportunities. To not be the one that says, I told you so. But to be the one that sets the example is seen as the wise one that only speaks good and not evil. Whatever the case may be, we may trust in the Lord always. And I can assure you that you will see the mighty hand of God at work. And it is truly amazing to know that I don't even have to say anything and it gets taken care of. God is amazing today. Nothing is impossible for him. Many things are impossible for us because we don't have the eyes that see all that God sees. We just have to be willing and open our hearts to be able to understand when we should be slow to speak and we should always be slow to anger. Not allowing the devil to enter into our hearts and into our minds. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters. That's the word today, that it may help you fight those attacks that the devil brings on. I pray that it gives you a word of insight, gives you encouragement and strength today, that you may always seek him. Dino, do you have anything to add? All right. With that said, then, I pray that all goes well for you this week, that we will close, bow our heads and close in prayer.